Open our eyes, Lord, that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our mind and our heart that we might understand, so that we will turn to you and live.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning I saw someone post a meme that said, if we really want to make sunrise services biblical, only women would be allowed. Flynn reminded me this past week as we were talking about the nature of the Easter Vigil and how in some ways it doesn't match the timeline that many of us have grown up used to. It's like, no, Easter starts tomorrow morning, which is a very Western way of understanding time. But as Flynn reminded me, in the Hebrew sense of time, we wake up halfway through God's day. That God's day begins as we go to bed, as the sun falls. That was the Hebrew sense of time. It was one of the ways in which God, I think, in love and in grace, kept his people and keeps us in perspective that we wake up halfway through a day in which God has already been at work and will already be at work. And so even though we will gather tomorrow morning to sing our alleluias again, to eat donuts and celebrate, it was a small group of women coming to mourn and to hold vigil that discover an empty tomb. In that moment, I doubt that they had full awareness of the theological, Christological ramifications of what they were witnessing. All they knew was that a body was missing, that angels were present, and they were reminded of the words of their teacher that he will be put to death, but after 3 days will rise. And centuries later, we are still unpacking that meaning. But tonight I want to read something I usually read on Easter morning, but you get it this evening. And it's a sermon by St. John Chrysostom. It's his Paschal sermon, his Easter sermon. And so there have been, since the resurrection, in this sermon being written and given, 400 years of processing that empty tomb. And so let's listen to it together. I'm going to get a little louder than I usually do because it is it's worth getting loud for. And in fact, I'm going to invite you to stand. Are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this fair, radiant, triumphal feast. Are there any wise and grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of their Lord. Are there any who have labored long in fasting? Let them now receive their wages. If any have toiled from the first hour, let them today receive their just reward. If any have come at the third hour, let them with thankful hearts keep the feast. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, let them have no misgivings, because he too shall sustain no loss. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let them draw near, fear nothing. If any have tarried until the 11th hour, let them also not be alarmed at his delay. For the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first. He gives rest unto them who come at the 11th hour, even as to unto them who were wrought from the first hour. And he shows mercy upon the last and cares for the first. And to the one he gives, and upon the other he bestows gifts. And he both accepts the deeds and welcomes the intention and honors the acts and praises the offering. Wherefore, enter you all into the joy of the Lord and receive your reward, both first and last, and likewise the second. You rich and poor together, hold high festival. You sober and you heedless, honor the day. Rejoice today, both you who have fasted and you who have disregarded the fast. The table is full laden. Feast you all sumptuously. The calf is fatted. Let no one go hungry away. Enjoy you all the feast of faith. Receive you all the riches of loving kindness. Let no one bewail their poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep for their iniquities, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner of it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, he made hell a captive. He angered hell when it tasted of his flesh. And Isaiah, foretelling this, did cry, hell said he was angered when it encountered you in the lower regions. It was angered, for it was abolished. It was angered, for it was mocked. It was angered, for it was slain. It was angered, for it was overthrown. It was angered, for it was fettered in chains. It took a body and met God face to face. It took earth and it encountered heaven. It took which was seen and fell to the unseen. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and hell, you are overthrown. Christ is risen and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. You may be seated.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.